Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Survivors and parents of the victims of the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, are expected to testify before a House panel this week. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports their testimony comes as lawmakers work to pass new gun laws.
Congressional Democrats and President Biden are pleading with Republicans to get on board with legislation that they say could help prevent future mass shootings in the United States. During a primetime speech last week, Biden specifically requested a ban on assault-style weapons, the same firearms that were used in the carnage at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, and at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. The president is also calling for an expansion of criminal background checks. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee say Wednesday's hearing will examine the terrible impact of gun violence and the urgent need to rein in the weapons of war used to carry out such crimes. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
British lawmaker, rather Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of confidence by British lawmakers today. Some in his own Conservative Party are angry over Johnson's decision to hold parties in the Prime Minister's residence at the height of the pandemic, while Britons could not legally gather in large groups. A damaging police investigation found reports of drunken gatherings and abuses of staff. NPR's Frank Langford reports a certain number of lawmakers from Johnson's own party had to call for the vote.
There have to be 54 letters from lawmakers saying they don't have confidence and they want to vote. And they just reached that, I guess, over the weekend. But that's only 15% of his party in the House of Commons. It's not at all a mandate. And what they'll need is 180 conservative lawmakers, at least, out of 359 to vote him out effectively.
NPR's Frank Langford reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to Ukrainian troops on the front lines in the eastern part of his country today. He was close to areas held by Russian forces. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Russian troops are trying to take a major Ukrainian city.
Ukrainian forces are trying to hold ground and fight back. Russian troops advancing from the north and east in Severodonetsk, the last major city in the Luhansk region, still in Ukrainian hands. South of the city, here in Pokrovsk, military equipment is being moved back and forth from the front line. Convoys of trucks towing artillery and trailers carrying tanks and other combat vehicles rumble down two-lane roads. A pair of soldiers just back from Severodonetsk for a couple of days of rest expressed optimism for what's become a dug-in urban fight in the industrial city. The optimism isn't shared in all quarters, though, as both sides are believed to be suffering heavy casualties. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Pokrovsk, Ukraine.
This is NPR News. This is the 78th anniversary of D-Day. That's when Allied troops landed on French beaches in 1944 to begin retaking Europe from Nazi occupation. Several dozen World War II veterans are expected to attend ceremonies in France today. The 9th Summit of the Americas is set to open in a few days. The Biden administration has finally announced who received an invitation to the Western Hemisphere's premier forum and who did not. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were not asked to attend.
The Biden administration said all along that countries that don't adhere to democratic principles won't get an invite. That prompted many leaders to protest, some even calling for a boycott. Leading that charge is Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He has said he'll send his foreign minister in his place. López Obrador makes few trips outside Mexico, not even attending G20 conferences. With all the invites out, many hope focus can shift from the guest list to regional cooperation in tackling major issues in the hemisphere, like the biggest migration crisis in recent history, post-pandemic economic recovery, growing inequality, and climate change. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Alex is zipping by the Atlantic island of Bermuda. Top sustained winds are about 65 miles per hour. Alex is expected to push farther out to sea. The tropical storm poured heavy rain on Florida this weekend. The Associated Press reports the storm caused 3 deaths in Cuba. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.